You're about to listen to a true story told live, because this is True Stories Live, brought to you by LJ Hope Productions, Norwich Arts Centre, and me, Molly Naylor.
My mum died about just over 10 years ago now. The tone changes a little bit from everyone else, sorry. So she died nearly 10 years ago now. And the same evening that she died, we threw like an impromptu party at our family home. My mum had had incurable blood cancer for like 4 years. So I was very much, I knew that she was going to die. I'd had plenty of time to prepare myself for that, imagine the day that it might happen. And what we did that evening, I didn't imagine that. It didn't end up how you would imagine, like, the evening after your mum dies. And what that taught me was that, like, grief and how you grieve comes in different textures and flavours, and it doesn't fit into a box. So my mum died on a day in June in 2014. She died in hospital with my mum. No, she was definitely there. My sister, and my dad, and I by her bedside. And yeah, it was terrible as it sounds. It was pretty awful. And well, after she passed, we went home. And I remember walking to the car, and I remember, like, something as simple as getting in the car, I was like, how can I be getting into a car when literally the whole world is crumbling around me? But we did. We did go home, and the roads were still there, and then we got home, and my house was still there, and I thought the same thing. I thought, how can my house still be there when she's not? But it was there, and we went inside, and I remember my dad, my sister, and I all looking at each other, and just with these, like, shell-shocked, huge eyes, and just standing in the silence and just, like, looking at each other, like, God, what the hell do we do now? Like, how do we live after this? And then the people started to arrive. And I still really don't know how that happened. Like, I don't know. I don't remember telling anyone. Like, this was a couple of hours after she died, so I don't remember telling anyone she died, or I don't remember my dad calling anyone, but they must have. They found us somehow, and then they started to arrive. And I don't think there was a joint up plan about people landing at our house, but I like to think of it like it was like this, like, umbilical cord pulling us all together when we needed each other. So the people kept trickling in, or rather, like, rushing into our house, and there was cousins and aunts and uncles and friends and babies and brothers and boyfriends, and there were so many people in our tiny semi-detached house, like, full to the brim, bursting at the seams. And people were flowing out into the garden, and there was people sat on the stairs, and I just remember just everyone arriving with hugs and so many tears, but them just arriving and the house being so full. We were having a party. A death party, but definitely a party. And someone was dispatched to Tesco for red wine, because that was my mum's favourite. And then when we drank all that, someone else was dispatched for more red wine. And I remember these two, like, disgustingly huge pizzas. Like, I've never seen pizzas so big in the last 10 years. And I remember them being on the living room floor, and kind of all of these people crowding around these pizzas, and there being no room to move, and kind of stories and memories about my mum and all this old family lore that we'd all heard millions of times before being shared. And there was music, and I think my dad even got his guitar out, because it's not a family party if dad doesn't get his guitar out. And yeah, so we were having a death party. And I remember it being quite jarring. Like, I was so happy that we were all together, but I remember the feeling of this many people in our house. I remember it being really jarring, because yesterday it had been so quiet. The house had been so quiet because, like, we'd been caring for my mum, my dying mum, and it was yeah, so quiet in there. And then it was full of people, and it felt weird. It felt strange, it felt good, but it felt so, so weird. And I remember laughter, and I remember laughing. And from that, I remember feeling really guilty. I remember feeling really bad that I'd laughed and that, like I was grieving wrong. And like how disrespectful that is of my mom's memory. And I felt guilty about that party, actually. I felt really, really guilty for weeks and months and probably years, to be honest. And because I felt like we'd grieved wrong, like I felt like I should be in full black mourning garb with a veil and like in a rocking chair in like a dusty old cold house and like spider webs in the corners and like sobbing silently into a handkerchief. That's the vision of grief I had in my head. And I didn't grieve like that, and no one I knew grieved like that. I'd had a lot, in the last 10 years, there's been a lot of times where I felt like I was grieving wrong, like a lot of times. And it felt like, you know, I wasn't fitting into what they might say in Grief for Dummies, or like not what you see on TV or film. But I don't feel guilty anymore. I think I now realise that grief comes in many different forms, and I feel, I understand as I've gotten older and as 10 years have passed and I've seen more death, unfortunately, I realise that there's only a couple of things that are like, they stay the same in grief, and that is everyone grieves differently, and it's always a little bit weird, so everyone grieves really weirdly, so I don't feel guilty about that party anymore. I do, and now I feel like if your grief looks like a death party, a death gathering, that's great. And if your grief looks like a warm room full of people you love with wine and laughter and just that's the way you remember your mum, and you remember her, like her eyes, and how you remember like her deep capacity for love and her really quick, really dry wit, then that's okay, and that's the way you grieve. And on a final note to my loved ones, when it's my time, please throw me a death party, because I don't think it's weird. Thank you.
True Stories Live is a story show and story finding project brought to you by LJ Hope Productions, Norwich Arts Centre, and me, Molly Naylor. For more information about all of the work that we do, head to our website, truestorieslive.co.uk.